The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas. From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Welcome back to Shenanigans. Usually she's a co-host, but today she's my guest. Here to talk about her new show, please welcome the newest member to the Mommy Club, Bravo's newest Bravo celebrity, my beautiful and very funny friend, might I add. It's Janet from the Valley.
Oh my gosh, this is weird,
right? So is this like your first podcast interview?
Of course. I wouldn't do it with anybody else but you.
I love you.
I mean, this is the first day I'm not going to make you reimburse me for parking. I actually have something I'm promoting today instead of just chatting about other people.
Oh, well, we have so much to get into. We had the premiere party for the Valley last night. But before we get into all things Valley, just how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. 3 months out now. Baby is doing really great. He's been like sleeping through the night and he's like smiling all the time now. So yeah, part of the mom club. I actually got to show up like with a stroller to a kid's birthday party,
yeah.
You know? And yeah, I mean, everything's really, really good.
Good.
I'm nervous right now. This is weird. I'm nervous.
Because you're not prepped. Usually you have the questions in front of you,
like,
as well.
What's on those cards?
Wouldn't you like to know? We got a broken nail.
Oh no.
We have the reunion tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh, I have questions for you too.
Oh, okay. But how have the last few months been for you? Just leading up to, it's like you filmed, but now you got to watch it all back and then see what everyone says behind your back.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because, yeah, all summer we had cameras around and then we had this kind of peaceful time where we had the baby. It was like the last couple of months of my pregnancy, had the baby, had 2 months where we did nothing with the baby. So it was like this calm and I was like, oh yeah, wait, all that stuff we did this summer and now everybody's going to see. So it kind of has been the calm before the storm now. And now the rest of the world's going to see it. And I'm really excited. I think it was a crazy summer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I went into it thinking like, all right, we're all friends. Like, this is going to be different. And it got dramatic quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone's going to see that. And I'm nervous and excited for that.
Yeah, same. It was so hard to watch the show. Like, I remember when we used to do viewing parties at bars and whatnot, and you have the subtitles on, but I'm trying to literally pay attention and watch the show because it's my first time seeing it, and everyone kept coming up and trying to talk to me, and I felt like I was being so rude to them, but I'm like, we're here to watch the premiere.
Everyone shut
up. I'm just like staring at the TV, and I forget who it was they're talking to me, and I'm like, and I'm just like reading the caption, and I'm just like, I'm trying to pay attention, so I'm going to need to watch it
again.
In like the silence of my own home after my daughter goes to sleep.
I get it. I've watched the first episode a couple times, and every time I catch something new that someone else said.
Totally.
And it's interesting. I feel like I need to actually watch it again.
Yeah, for sure. You'll do that a lot.
Yeah.
I know we haven't had you on the podcast since giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
So for an update on that, what was, you know, your birthing journey like? How has your postpartum journey been going? Fill us in.
So birth was, I kind of expected, I think I said on here when I was pregnant, like, I know birth is going to suck. I know it's going to hurt. I know like that whole process, it's not fun. Like, you know, it's going to be awesome when we get the baby. But so I had a normal, hard, easy birth, I would say. Like, it was as hard as I expected. Like, I was 2 weeks late, first of all. So when I was here, I was like, I'm going to probably be giving birth in the next week or two. No, it was a month later.
Yeah.
So I was about to be induced, I think 2 days after I actually had gone into labor naturally. So I went into labor naturally. I started having contractions, and at night, and my doula was like, go to sleep. If they wake you up, call me. And at like 4 a.m., I was like, ooh, all right, these are different.
Mm-hmm.
And I let Jason sleep until about 6, and then I woke him up, called our doula. She was over by like 7. At like 10, she was like, oh, we need to go. And I was like, okay. Got to the hospital. They weren't sure if they had a room for me. I was like, please, please let me in there. Please, I want the drugs. I need the pain like to go away. Please put me in a bed in there. They did. They checked me in. It was like 12 hours of just dilating, having contractions. I pushed for 4 hours, which was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And right when I could tell he was like, I was like, all right, I feel like it's about to happen. A nurse walked in and out of the room, and the curtain that blocks the door flew up over the sanitary table with all of the like stitching and umbilical cord cutting tools and everything that needed to be sterile. So my doctor was like, stop, don't push. And I was like, you know, I'm like in stirrups, my knees are up here. I'm like, I can feel, I'm like, is his head already like, I'm pretty sure it's out. And she's like, don't push, get me. She started yelling at the nurse, like, get a new table now. Like, it was like this panic in the room for a second. And I'm just like, hi, I'll hold. And then luckily, like there was another table right outside. So she grabbed it from somebody, and then she was like, push. And it literally was one push until he was out. So I was like, wow, we were cutting it close there,
right?
Guys. Like, that could have been really bad. And then, you know, we heard him cry, just put him on my chest. Like, Jason was just like, so like seeing his face was like the happiest thing I've ever experienced in my life. And yeah, he came out like 8 pounds, 13 ounces, 21 inches long, which one of the nurses said was, she was like, oh, that's my longest baby yet. And yeah, healthy, happy. Like, I feel so grateful. And actually, I think I said on this podcast that I was really nervous for the newborn stage. And now that he's 3 months, we had dinner this week with our friends who have a baby that's 6 weeks younger. And I was like, wait, I kind of want a new one again.
Really?
Yes.
Already?
Just now, our baby's able to hold his own head up. And I'm like,
yeah,
I kind of miss when he's like a little like floppy, like bear I can like hold on to.
So, I mean, you could just go back to back.
I don't think I'm going to do back to back. I think it's going to be a little bit, but it did. I was like, wait, I kind of want a brand new small one again. And Jason was like, relax.
It goes so quick.
Really does. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, I still have a brand new little baby. And then you see a newer baby and you're like.
No, everyone tells you, they're like, oh, it goes by so quick. They grow up so fast. And you're like, shut up. And then you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Suddenly you look at Summer.
Lying.
Yeah. And she's like running around and like a full human being.
Oh yeah. No, seriously. It's crazy. What was the hardest part for you and your recovery, would you say, after giving birth?
Honestly, just like, I don't know, the feel, it's like very unsexy, like being in diapers and like, you know, not like
diapers.
You're just like, I don't even want to know what's going on down there yet.
No.
And you don't look, or you just kind of spend as minimal time, like all that. And just, you know, your stomach's deflated. Like, I'm still kind of, you know, I've Spanx with all sorts of hardware in today and anywhere I go, but like, you know, your body's very different and you know, you're exhausted. So it's just like, I've never felt more gross in my life, and it's still a beautiful thing. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm barely showering. I'm like in diapers. I'm like, this can't be sexy, but Jason made me feel really like happy and comfortable with everything. So that was, I would say, just having a new body that I didn't know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I can tell you, Summer's almost 3 and I didn't shower today.
Oh,
so
good.
It still happens.
So I'm just going to be stinky forever. Maybe when they go to college.
I was like, all right, deodorant, a little spray.
We'll be fine.
We're good. I will shower when I get home.
I almost rolled in here with my glam from last night. I looked in the mirror this morning. I was like, I'm too rough. I can't do it.
My thing I like to do whenever I have good glam is just to take off the face makeup, but to leave the eyes. And if I can have the eyes last for 2 days,
okay,
that's my little
I'm taking this
trick,
as a...
But it's the only time I don't completely wash my face, but it's just the eyes. I'll still like moisturize and cleanse, but I'm like, I'm keeping these.
Okay, that's a good tip. I'm going to take that.
Yeah. So how has your breastfeeding journey been?
Good. I pumped on the way here.
Nice.
I always have a pump in my car normally, and a cooler and all the stuff. Honestly, it's a lot. I didn't realize that I have to wake up every 3 hours. He's sleeping through the night, like baby's sleeping. Jason sleeping, and I'm just up by myself at midnight, 3, 6, and 9 pumping because I have to get up. So that's like, I know you did it for like over a year.
Yeah.
Like, amen to you. Like, I've been 3 months now, and I'm like, oh, if I now I'm like, all right, I hit one, like 3 months was like a milestone for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, if I can get to 6, I'll feel really good. If I get to a year, like, Jason's taking me on vacation.
Like, for sure.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to do it. I know, like, he's like gaining a lot of weight and like in a really healthy place. So I'm like, it's all worth it, but it's hard.
Have you tried your own breast milk?
Of course. Right away.
As Jason.
Of course. Right away.
What did he say?
He tried a little bit. In the very beginning, I was like, every little drop counts when my production was low.
Uh-huh.
And now I like am getting like a little bit more. So I let him. There was like one time where it was going to go bad. And I was like, you can drink that one.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's pretty sweet. Da-da-da. I think he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
It's weird. But
have you had to do a pump and dump yet?
I have had to do one. I had one martini with Brittany at Boulevard.
Yeah.
And that's like our new spot.
Yeah.
And they bring you the shaker there.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the first half of the martini. The second half is a little blurry. I got home and Jason's like, why is Brittany walking Janet to the door? And he's like, how is it that if you're going out with Brittany and she's the one taking care of you, this is not good.
Oh my gosh.
And so that milk, I was like, this one maybe, you know, I saw.
But that's when you pump and drink.
Yes, I saw.
Get the nutrients.
Well, I saw Bo and Stassi at Ocean's birthday.
Yeah.
And I was telling them about it and he was like, make a White Russian out of it. And I was like, that's genius. So
they would think of that. That is so smart.
I was like, I dumped it. But if it ever happens again, which honestly, I don't know if it will. That was a lesson.
No, totally. I remember my first dump and I was pouring it down the sink and I was like in tears.
Oh, I'm couldn't
like,
even do
why
it.
Why did you do this? Did you need to have those two rosés? And it was like, but I tested it and it just showed the tiniest bit. And I was like,
no.
I can't do it. And I was like, I'm never drinking again. But then once I started producing a lot, I was like, oh, well, we could just have this one or put it in the coffee.
The annoying part about that was I came home and I fell asleep. I won't say passed out, but I passed out. And so it was like 6 hours had gone by since I'd pumped. So when I pumped, I got like 7.5 ounces. And that's what I had.
Yeah.
I couldn't even dump it. I was like, it's in the fridge. Do something with it.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, he drank it. And
yeah.
I'm sure it went down the sink.
You know the saying, like, don't cry over spilled milk?
Oh.
I cried so many tears.
A man wrote that saying, okay? A man or a woman without kids. Like,
literally. I remember even when we got to Mexico for my wedding, that was right when she was already on regular milk, but I didn't know what Mexican milk was going to be. And I was like, she had only had the Horizon Valley growing years.
Oh.
And so I brought a bunch of it in breast milk bags.
Oh,
and I rationed
smart.
It out perfectly for the week that we were going to be there.
Didn't something
and
happen?
Yeah. So just with the pressure on the plane, some of the bags busted open.
No.
When we got there, there was milk spilled in the whole thing. I was like, oh. My
oh,
mom was
no.
like, it's what we can get. It's regular milk. Yeah. It's not bread. But I was like, even the regular milk, I still cried over.
Yeah. I didn't think about traveling. I feel like is a whole nother thing. That I'm like not quite ready for. But
no, you got a baby.
No.
And then it's like fast forward. We just went to Amsterdam. I'm like, yeah, drink whatever Dutch milk. I don't care. It's like, the things that when it's like you go through all of these stages and I guarantee by like baby number two, there'll be so many things like Lala is just like,
I don't
you
care.
Know, you eat the cheese,
right.
You have, but it's so funny that I don't have a baby two yet, but I just from all my friends, they're like, oh yeah, the second one, all of those things you worried about.
And as
like,
they get older, I feel like even just in the 3 months, the stuff that I did in the first month, it changes every 30 days. I feel like a new mom and I have a new baby.
For sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break and then we're going to come back, play a fun game and get into all things Valley.
Yay!
Be right back. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. So I don't know if y'all suffer from allergies like I do, but it has been something I have struggled with my entire life. My nose specifically, my sinuses. Literally, when I'm in the desert, there is extra dust. My allergies are in full force. Just this week when I was in Palm Springs for one day, I was like, where's the AstroPro? Because the dust storm that hit Palm Springs recently was no joke. AstroPro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays can take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Literally a lifesaver for those who have allergies like I do. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astepro.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. Astepro.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. And now that we've got our allergies in order, let's take care of our body with Care Of. So I've talked to you guys about this for years on this podcast because this is something that everyone should be using. You go on the Care Of website, you take a short little quiz, and honestly, this is the type of quiz I like. One that there is no wrong answer. You're going to get an A+ and you're going to get the right supplements and vitamins and whatever you need to take care of your body. Care Of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. They offer a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-backed ingredients and optimal doses. So after you take that quiz, it's all about your lifestyle and health goals. Care Of will give you doctor-backed recommendations. It's literally that easy. And it makes taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with these cute little individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine if you are like me. You just throw a few in your purse, your gym bag, your lunch box, whatever, and you are set. New at Care Of, some of their best-selling vitamins are now also available in bottles if you're not ready to subscribe to monthly packs. So what are you waiting for? For 50% off your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GOODASGOLD50. And again, that's for 50% off your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GOODASGOLD50. All right, so I thought it would be fun to play a Valley Superlatives game. Ooh. Since not everyone knows all of your cast members.
Okay.
We have the premiere this week. I thought it would be fun to give people a little insight on who you think is what.
Okay.
So, here we go. Biggest villain.
You know, my reflex says Jax, but I actually, but just because he has been that for so long. Mm-hmm. It's not Jax. I'm going to say Jesse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Most likely to let reality TV go to their head.
Can I also say Jesse? I'm going to say Jesse for that one too. And Michelle maybe a little bit too. Jesse and Michelle are bougie in life, mm-hmm, and in general. So I feel like they kind of already are like, they already have like this, I don't know, aura about them. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like Michelle's somebody, I remember like when I did my gender reveal and I was, she's like, how are you doing it? And I was like, I'm biting into a corn dog. She was like, ew. And I was like, I love you for that. Like she is just who, yeah, she is. And she is like bougie. So I would say like, maybe not let it get to their head, but they're like ready to step into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like a little scared.
Yeah. We also, I'll get into this a little more later, but we saw Us Weekly announced that they confirmed their separation, yeah, last night and didn't, yeah, walk the carpet together.
I didn't notice that they didn't walk. I was wondering if they were going to walk together.
I saw
or
a photo
what.
Of them together, but it was not on the carpet. It was by one of the neon signs.
Yeah.
But we'll get into more of that later. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's the Jackson Brittany of it all. And wow.
A lot has changed.
A lot. Most punctual.
Me? No, I'm trying
you
to
can
think
say
of
you.
And Nia, I think too. Yeah. Nia's an excellent, she has to manage three babies. So her
and
time
a husband.
And
so
a husband.
Four.
Yeah. And her her time management skills are amazing. I would, yeah, say like when I make dinner reservations for everybody, I lie to everybody in the group.
Smart.
Nia's the only person I think I would actually tell the real reservation time to, because, mm-hmm, she would show up on time. Brittany and Kristen, I always tell them it's 45 minutes earlier than
you
it is.
To.
And they roll in right at the perfect time. Yeah. Like, so sorry I'm late. And I'm like, you're on time, actually.
That's perfect. Who is your favorite spouse or significant other?
I mean, Jason, but like,
no, out of the not, yeah, yours.
I mean, I know.
You're like, tough. I don't like any of them.
I don't know. Danny, I say, is really sweet, and he gives really good, he has like really good quotes and like marriage advice. Mm-hmm. So I know that like there's been a couple times Jason has come home and been like, well, you know, it does da 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 da, and like says some sort of quote. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I was with Danny today. He told me that. I was like, oh, that's cute. I like that. So probably Danny.
Most improved from beginning of the season to the end. And then least improved, just to for fun.
It's interesting because I would say the couples that separated, there was a lot of growth that you'll see from them. Good and like good and bad things, but that like leads to them being better versions of themselves, I think, and especially right now. So I would say like Jesse, Michelle, Jax, and Britt.
Okay. Best hostess.
I gotta go Brittany.
Yeah.
She hosted the most fun birthday party like ever.
It was so awesome. I had no idea there was a theme.
I didn't either. Well, I knew there was a theme, but I didn't know what the theme was going into it. And I thought like, okay, you know, we normally do Dave and Buster's for my birthday. Maybe she'll like have it be games or something. And when I saw County Fair, I was like, this is so perfect. Yeah. I was so excited.
So you.
And she puts every, I mean, you saw the details of the party. Like she does not miss a thing. There's like everything. There's, you know, corn dogs floating in the pool. Like, a blow-up corn dog floating in the pool. I'm like, she did not miss anything. So
totally.
Brittany's, the host with the most.
Yes. Most likely to start a podcast.
Me?
Yes.
Jason, Jared, and I are starting a podcast.
Really?
That will be out as things air.
Okay.
And it's called This Side of the Hill.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
Fun.
I'll have you on, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Who has the most clownish behavior? Oh.
I gotta go Jax just because all I'm thinking is like the de-pantsing situation. And I'm like, come on, bro. Which
Brock
I also know Brock
provoked it.
Yeah, I was
they
like,
were making a joke about something that led Brock to say that. But then when you watch it, it literally on the subtitle was like, Brock, pull his pants down. And I was like, oh, there was no like getting away from that. It was like the mic picked it up and there you go.
That was what happened. You saw the whole behind the scenes of how it led to.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I was taking the picture with them and I didn't know what had happened for a few seconds, and I hear like Nia being, oh my gosh, and then Jax, and I'm like, oh, I see what happened here.
Nia sent me a voice note after she watched the first episode, and she was, oh my gosh, she's like, Daniel and I are dying laughing. She's like, when I'm crying and it flashes to you and you're just like smiling, she goes, we were just thinking like, what was going through Sheena's head? Was it just like, welcome to reality TV? And I'm like, part, I think I was smiling at the twins maybe. Part, I was like smiling at her because I was just like, oh,
yeah.
I felt so bad for her in that moment. And I remember obviously speaking up more and just being like, y'all, like, let her cry. Like the hormones. The twins were what, 6 weeks old?
Like 6 or 8 weeks old.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it was brand new. I mean, and twins.
And everything she was going through at the time with the baby blues and just all of that. But when she was like, no, she was literally, we just like, look, we started dying laughing. We saw you just smiling because we were just like, what is she thinking?
Well, I think too, that was like the first time she had been to like a party. Like they were really, you know, locked down with three babies under two. And this was the first time that they were like being social again. And then, you know, to show up to a party and then to have your husband's penis out for everyone. Like, I don't think that many people saw it, but like still.
No, and then, like, I felt so bad for her because she was so upset. It was so juvenile, but I felt so bad.
As soon as it happened and then I was like clocking what was going on, I saw Nia's face kind of get red and the tears starting, and I was like, oh no, I know. I was like, I get it. Just being pregnant, I was like, the littlest things sometimes just really hit.
Totally.
And you can't even help how you feel.
Oh,
it's just like, oh, like, you know. And so I really felt for her in that moment.
And I could relate filming so postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Summer was days old when we started season 9. So I was just like, there were a lot of things I think behind that smile, but it was just like, I felt
you're like,
so
I get
bad
it.
For her.
I get it. Yeah.
And it was like, oh,
she was like, I feel so
now
silly
you're
for
in this.
Yeah. And I was like, no, don't worry. Like, I think, you know, I understood how you felt. And I was like, Jax, can you just,
I know. Hopefully. I mean, I don't think you've seen, have you seen past episode 1 yet?
No, just
okay,
the first.
Cause I know we did go over to Nia and Daniel's to film another scene, which I don't know if you'll see that or not, but I made Brock obviously apologize
because
it was just like
dumb boys,
stupid. Okay. Who is the peacemaker of the group?
I'm going to give it to Jasmine. She, I feel like, stays. She, I mean, first of all, she's just such a light and she's like easy to be around. She gets along with everybody. Mm-hmm. So when people kind of, and she's like really good at communicating certain things. You're going to see her, I think, at some point have a conversation with Jax that she kind of just like spells some stuff out for him. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like really helpful. And Jax actually listens to her. Everybody listens to Jasmine. So I think that she can kind of keep the peace. And if people are kind of having a moment or mad at each other, she's like, well, you know, this, you know, and you might see me snap at her for that at some point.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I appreciate, I know she's always coming from a good place. And if anybody can make peace, it's her.
Are you and Jasmine in a good place?
Yes. I saw her last night. I love
her. Okay, good. Yeah. I was talking to her last night. We're going to get into some shenanigans.
You know, like Jasmine's been in our friend group for so long. So like she and I can have moments where we're like, can you? And then also just be like, we're good. Yeah. I'm like, so she and I have had moments where, you know, maybe we've snapped at each other. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I love her. She's always going to be my friend.
Yeah. Love that. Who has the most enviable wardrobe?
Ooh. Aunt Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle is like, she's so hot. There was a couple times.
She's so hot.
Like this summer where she like had a dress or something on where I was like, wait, I think I'm girl crushing on you. She's like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, she always has like, first of all, she has a good budget for it too. Mm-hmm. But she just like busts out some really cool, like unique stuff that I'm like, I don't think I could ever pull that off. But it looks damn good on you, girl.
Yeah. Everything looks good on her. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Best compliment giver.
You know, Nia, I feel like, is always just like a light, like, and she always, I don't know, walks in with something positive. She's always, I feel like, on the positive side of things. Mm-hmm. Kristen, when she's being love bomby, can give some really good compliments.
Most likely to leave and never come back.
Interesting. I don't think we're getting rid of anybody. I don't think anybody's like, we're all too in it. You know? We've all been friends for so long. Like when people, you know, have asked us, like, were you nervous about participating? I was like, well, it was either participate or not have friends all summer.
Right.
Like if we're avoiding
cameras.
We got
Vanderpump Rules filming and the Valley.
I'm like, what are we supposed to do then? Just sit at home by ourselves?
Yeah.
Like all of the parties that they're filming are parties we go to.
Right.
So I don't know if anybody's leaving.
Yeah. If you could add another couple or friend to the Valley.
You know who it is. I got asked this last night. I was like, Sheena, she's my girl. I said also, I was like, and if I got another, it would be Lala too.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I love Ariana, but I'm like, she is busy and on the other side
booked
of the country.
Busy.
So
yeah.
I was like, I feel like, and you guys are now in the Valley, which is awesome.
I know.
12-minute drive from me, which
is
so exciting. So yeah, I would of course take you guys.
Okay. Who would you say was the MVP of the season?
I got to give it to Jason. He's so logical and reasonable with everything. So there was a lot of emotion in this group. And Jason is almost always acts on the logical side versus the emotional side. And I've learned a lot from him on how to communicate just from watching how he does it. So there's a couple moments, I think, where people are like, Jax will be like emotional about something. And Jason's like, well, have you ever thought about it this way?
Yeah.
And Jack's like, actually, and Jax actually listens to him. And, you know, Jax doesn't listen to very many people.
No.
So he'll like actually stop and listen to Jason explain something. And he's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I'm like, did you just reason with Jax Taylor? I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah, Jax is a hard one to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember also having a conversation with him at your birthday party about the Kristen of it all. And I felt like he was like so hot. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, I see that perspective.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot to get through to Jax Taylor.
Totally.
And right now, let's talk about Jax Taylor. Okay. Were you surprised when you heard Brittany moved out?
Yes and no. I mean, we're all real friends. So I think all of us knew that there was problems happening that they were trying to work through. But I think you're always surprised when people make a like big step, like moving out and separating. Like that's a big deal. A part of me also, like, I'm like, you know, separating, getting divorced, it's a lot of paperwork, as you know.
We know.
So I'm like, to see them make the steps of like, it's a lot of, not just paperwork, but like things like actually moving out takes a lot of like packing, all this stuff. It's not just, oh, I don't want to be with you anymore. We're done. It's like, it takes a whole life change to, and I'm not saying they're going to get divorced, but to even just separate is a big step. So I wasn't surprised. Like, I wasn't like, oh my God, they're not perfect. It was more like, oh wow, this is, they're really serious about this enough to take the step to move out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they needed space for a little while. Like, they're around each other 24/7. You know, they have
everything intertwined.
Everything's together. It's the podcast together. It's
the bar,
everything,
the kid, the house, the everything.
Yeah. And they're on top of each other all the time. And mm-hmm. I see, you know, Jax like following Brittany around the kitchen. Oh, where's this? What are we doing with this? And I'm like, I think I would have killed him by now. So yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'm happy that they're taking a step. It seems like it's what's best for them uh-huh. and Cruz right now. So I'm happy that they're taking what's best for their family.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I have a lot more Valley stuff to get into with you, but we're going to take another break and then we'll be right back. So if y'all have seen my Instagram recently, then you definitely saw me say hello to my IRL makeup filter in a bottle. And that is CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. Now, this is, TBH, the only foundation I have been wearing for a while now. It's really cool. So it's developed with micro droplet technology. Pigmented capsules burst and blend easily to distribute a sheer, even tint. It is full coverage, but lightweight. It is perfect for during the day if I'm doing my podcast and I want to put a little makeup on, but also if I go out at night, it is full coverage. Like, this is literally my go-to for day or night. It is a skincare and makeup hybrid, a plant-based retinol alternative. So what's really cool about this is it reduces the appearance of wrinkles and increases the skin's firmness. And look, at my age, I am all about that. I need that. It contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates the skin for up to 24 hours. For my busy filming days, it is perfect. It has a skin-like finish. It leaves a radiant bare skin filter effect. You don't even have to swipe across for that Paris filter. Even though I know you probably still will, but with CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence, you don't have to. Your complexion looks plump, refreshed, and more youthful. Available in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones. Only from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl. All right, ladies, and now it's time to talk about PMS. And you know what I don't miss at all is that vicious week before your period when you feel like you're just, you know, crawling out of your skin. Maybe you were covered in pimples and had some crazy cravings. I mean, I know, especially talking to so many of my friends during that time of the month, that it is no joke. So I wanted to tell you that now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth. They are a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. So the way Estro Control eases PMS is actually quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get the cravings, feel low all of a sudden, all of the things. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every month, and that is so not fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are premenopausal, so it's perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code GOODASGOLD at checkout. Okay, so going back to last night, we had the premiere party of the Valley at Jax's Bar in Studio City. What was that like for you doing a red carpet, not just walking it with me or with someone
else,
your
bag?
You know? Like, I'm forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's my Janet.
Literally, like, I mean, it was surreal. Like, at first of all, I also want to take a second because I know right now, like, if they're this past summer, like in Vanderpump World, a lot of people now are seeing what happened last summer and questioning like how you are as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It does, like, I want to give credit where credit is due. I look at a lot of things in my life right now and I am so grateful for you. Like, I came here as a, you know, a girl who knew nobody in this town. You took me to Disneyland on my birthday and treated me, and you were my first new friend in LA. Do not start crying or I will. But I look at my life now and, you know, I wouldn't have Jason if it weren't for you. I wouldn't have my baby if it weren't for you. I wouldn't have this whole new experience of walking a red carpet. And I got to see you do it for so many years. I feel like I got like the best internship ever. And, you know, now being able to like stay home with my baby and all of these things, like you are an amazing friend. You've always been an amazing friend to me and to a lot of other people. And, you know, it's hard for me not to jump in some of these comments that I'm seeing right now, questioning how you are as a friend, because you have brought me so much in my life and I will forever be grateful to you. I know I've said I owe you a Craig's dinner. I owe you a lot more than that. But, you know, you have been so great to me. And I just want to, we've had conversations, I know, behind closed doors about this. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you. I love you. I'm so thankful for you. You have really changed my life so much for the better. I've learned so much from you, you know, as not only just reality TV world, but as a mom and, you know, a wife, everything. And I'm so grateful for you. So I just have to say that.
I really appreciate that. It's been rough on the internet lately.
It, you know,
I had to just like stop looking.
I get it. But you are an amazing friend. I wish, you know, more people got to see, and I think they will, like, you know, some other sides of it. And I know your heart in everything you're going through right now. And as it's airing for everybody else to see, I know your heart's always been in the right place and you always try to do what's best, not only for yourself, but for all of the people around you. And it's hard to balance sometimes. And I'm seeing that now.
It is. And it's like, you know, when you're on a show and your friends are your cast members, it's also hard when it's like, I respect your boundaries as a friend. And then it's like, as a cast member, we have to do our job. But then it's just like, it's so hard to navigate. And I think people think that this is easy. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you just get paid to be yourself. You just like get a go. And I'm like, it's actually harder. And I didn't even realize, as it's been so long, how hard my job is until this past week. I worked on a sitcom. I did Lopez versus Lopez, and we're standing like backstage basically waiting to do our entrance. And all of a sudden, this is Brock's first scripted thing. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I feel like my heart's jumping out of my chest. He's like, is this what anxiety feels like? Oh. And I go, honey, that's the feeling I have before every scene I film on Vanderpump Rules. And he's like, what?
Oh
my God, this is not okay. And I go,
he got it.
Because it's like whenever it's confrontation, you know, and it's like, oh my God, Katie's upset with me or this. It's just like, I'm like, that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, it's hard because doing that job, I'm myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then that comes with so much hate, sometimes love, usually more hate.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And I go, right now, I'm Dr. Erica Smith. I just had brain surgery on a baby. And now I get to walk into a classroom with my fake daughter, my real husband.
Yeah.
And it was such a fun, easy, calm. Like, I forgot how hard our job is because I've just only done this for so long. So getting back into acting, I was like, wow, that was so fun.
Yeah. Well, it's really crazy. You know, I've had a unique experience as seeing, you know, a lot of Bravo shows as a fan and then stepping into it. You look at sometimes other people as characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, having the experience of having cameras around, I'm like, they're filming our real lives. So these are our real friendships. It's not just so easy as Tom Sandoval is a bad character. So don't be friends with this bad character. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know, I understand like having, like, I need to have a conversation with him. You know, I understand like you needing to do that.
Yeah.
I saw him last night for the first time in a year, by the way.
Right when I walked in. So as you know, I was moving all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I barely made it. I text Lori and I was like, what time is the screening? She said 7:45. I was like, cool. I rocked up at 7:44. I had a hat on. I glued eyelashes, did my lips, and was re-gluing this nail, which I lost at Jax's. Somewhere on the floor at Jax's is this nail.
Probably not the first one.
But I'm like literally in the Uber trying to like finish getting ready. And right when I walk in, I see the Toms and I'm like, oh, no. I cannot do that. And I go straight to Jared. I sit in the corner. I got Logan and Leo. I was like, I'm just going to sit in the corner with my gay friends. This is a safe place.
Yeah.
And I was like, Leo, I know you don't work here, but can you get me a drink? Can you get me this? Because I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to take photos. I didn't want to do press. I'm like, I just wanted to be there to support my friends.
Which I really appreciate.
I promised you guys I was coming.
Yeah.
But I was like,
I know everybody really appreciated that.
With my Valley Brat hat.
I did the same thing. I said hi to Schwartz really quick. And then I was like, ooh, I haven't seen him in a year. And I saw how he talked about everybody else on Vanderpump, mad at them about all the podcasts. And I'm like, oh, I did that too.
Yep. I know.
Like, and he's probably just as not wanting to see me as I'm not wanting to see him right now. So we'll just avoid each other.
Yeah. And after binging the rest of the season of Vanderpump Rules to prepare for the reunion, I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone until I have a camera in my face and I'm sitting on that stage with you.
I'm sure it's wild.
Yeah. You know what else is wild?
What?
So when I was moving out of Marina yesterday.
Oh, God. What did you find?
What I found was your face on a massive billboard right as I'm pulling onto the 90. It's where our billboard was. It switched to Deal or No Deal Island, whatever. And now it's the Valley. And I'm like, oh my gosh, those are my friends.
That was the strangest. I started getting tags on Instagram of people posting it. And I was like, wait, did someone Photoshop us on a billboard? I was like, there's no way, right? And then we went and looked at one. I was with my mom. We drove and looked at a billboard and I'm just standing under it. And I'm like, never in a million years did I think I would be looking at myself on a billboard unless it was like wanted for something. America's Most Wanted, killed six husbands or, you know, something. But I was like, looking up at it, I was like, this is crazy. That was like probably the weirdest thing so far, you know, seeing our commercials air in between other Bravo shows. I'm like, oh, that's my face. Get that out of there. Like, I don't like that. But the billboard was like, this is real and crazy.
Yeah.
And I told Jason where one of them was and he sent me a picture of him thumbs up in front of it. And I go, you're by yourself right now, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you got a stranger to take that picture? And he's like, yep. I was like, so you stopped a stranger on the street and said, excuse me, sir.
That's me.
Can you take a picture of me with me on this billboard? And he was like, yeah, of course. I was like, you have no shame. That is very dorky of you.
Wait, but then was there something in that photo? You posted it, but then you had to take it down?
You're PR over here and not the only person who noticed that. That is, does Jason have something in his pocket or is he just happy to see the billboard? And I was like, and I zoomed in and I was like, oh my God. And I go, Jason, he goes, take it down then. I took it down. I'll maybe repost it and crop above the waist. And he's like, I think it's my keys in my pocket. I was like, I don't, whatever it is, we're going to take it
him.
Down.
Speaking of, so many people want to know, and I don't know if we've really told the story on the podcast, but how did you and Jason meet? Obviously I know, but.
Yeah, I mean, through the friend group. So he's always been like friends with everybody. And then it was like, I don't know, 2 years probably after I knew him. I was in Tulum with people for my 30th birthday and I was single and going on dates and hated everyone and thought I was like, oh, I'm like going to die alone. I was like, this is it. Aww. And right as I was like telling my friends from home this, Jason DM'd me and was like, your trip looks awesome. You're going to have to like tell me all the details. And I was like, wait, Jason. I was like, he's
cute. Was it
cute.
Like a clueless moment?
Yes. It was like,
I like Josh.
Yes, exactly. It was like light bulb moment. And I was like, Jason has a good career, is hot. He's already friends with all my friends. I get along with him. You dated him a little bit and told me it was nice.
I wasn't going to say that, but you did.
And I was like, he's a good guy. And I was like, take me out. And he was like, huh? Like, what do you mean? We go out together all the time. And he's like, oh, you mean on a date? And I was like, yeah. We went on one date and have literally been together ever since.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Well, I love that. And I love him. And I'm so excited to see more of you guys on the show because I do know you both obviously so well.
Yeah.
As anyone who's listened to Shenanigans for years knows, you're absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
You speak your mind. But also, Jason, I'm excited for people to get to know him because you're right. Like, he is totally the MVP. He is the voice of reason. He doesn't get heated, you know, unless like he really, really has to.
Truly. Yeah.
But he just always is so poised and he's just educated. But then he's, you know, he's like book smart. But then when it comes to the streets, sometimes we're like, oh, Jason,
he's ditzy.
So adorable.
He does ditzy things sometimes that I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. I'm really excited for him to have his moment, too. I think going into it, you know, because he's a lawyer, he has a full-time job. He was like, yeah, I'll do this thing to support you, and I'll, you know, come to stuff where, you know, our friends would already be this summer. And I think he thought he was going to be more like a house husband.
Oh, that's funny. And, like, no, you're a main character.
Yeah, and I think he really, like, stepped into it well and, like, shows who he is. And I think it's, I think people are going to love him as much as we do.
Yeah. I loved your interview when you're talking about how Jax doesn't know any of those words. He's like, oh, if I had this, you know, I'd just call Jason. You're like, he does, like, corporate.
Right. Jax texted me. He's like, I do know what a lawyer does, by the way, after that.
You're like, but the type of lawyer he is, he's like in workman's comp, right?
Workers comp, and he works for the corporate defense side.
Yeah.
So he has, like, big companies that have a lot of employees hire him to mitigate and all of their, I don't know, workers' comp claims.
Yeah.
But I was like, Jax, also the thing is, nobody knows what Jason does. He's like Chandler Bing on Friends. It's like, I don't know, he does some sort of lawyer stuff, but nobody really knows the, like, details of it. I'm like, so, you know, I was like, nobody's going to think, like, when I say this to the audience, everyone else can be like, I don't know what workers' comp lawyers on the corporate defense side do.
Right.
And I was like, I wasn't making fun of you, especially. I'm like, really making fun of Jason for being a transponder like Chandler Bing.
I love that. So what is next for Janet? I know your career, you've done so many things, and now that you've signed up for a reality show, do you worry that that might impact future, like, not, I don't want to say legit career opportunities, but, you know, more like real job type of stuff? Or are you excited for the doors this is going to open for a different type of career?
I'm excited for the next chapter. Like, you know, we have this podcast that we're doing. I'm basically copying your life.
Perfect.
I'm like, this looks nice. Yeah. I think I'm going to copy the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was an executive and personal assistant before, and I loved doing that, but I don't know how I would do it also with being a mom. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, long hours and being available 24/7 to be like,
you're going
to
need a personal assistant.
Oh my God. When I reach that level, that will be a dream come true in life. Yeah. Like, but I think, like, you know, transitioning into a mom, I can't just drop everything if the person I'm working for is like, oh shoot, I forgot this. I can't run over at 10 p.m. at night and drop something off, or, you know, skip the weekend and, oh, I can pop down to Palm Springs for the weekend or travel. Mm-hmm. And so I think it made sense, you know, to kind of put a pin in that for now and, you know, never say never, but I'm excited to step into the next role, which is like being a mom and, you know, seeing where that takes me.
Yeah. I know while you were pregnant, you were helping out with Something About Her, just mm-hmm. like organizing their merch, doing all of that. Is that something you would go back to? And are there any discussions or inside knowledge you might have about what's coming up for them?
I know that they got a bunch of permits recently, finally.
Finally!
Like checked. I just saw Katie and I asked her, and I was like, did you guys get this one and this one? And she's like, yes, thank God. I know it took forever. It was, you know,
everything,
a lot of back and forth and paperwork of stuff. But it sounds like they got their permits. After their merch started blowing up, at first it was just me, you know, for the first like month or two, like responding to customers' emails if you emailed them. It got so big that I passed it off to like professional merch team. And, you know, they took it over because it was literally, I think I got 800 emails in one day after the F me in this t-shirt came out. And I was like, 800, I'm never
getting to these.
We got to pass this off. So now they have somebody, it sounds like they're going to open, you know, and I'll be like first in line for a sandwich when they do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take one last quick little break and we'll be right back. Shenanigans with Sheena is also sponsored by BetterHelp, because who doesn't need a little therapy? I honestly think we all do. And for the last couple of years, Brock has been doing therapy with BetterHelp and BetterHelp only. Even when his therapist decided to leave, he was able to be placed with another one instantly. I feel like a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but the great thing with therapy is it can help you find time to do what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's like when I finish my therapy sessions, I feel a weight lifted off me. I feel like I'm ready to go for the day. Once Brock saw the positive changes in my life after I had been in therapy for a while, he was like, all right, I'm down. I'm going to join. And I was like, honey, you got to use BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And like I said, Brock had to do that, and he is very happy with his new therapist. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodisgold today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/goodisgold. Okay, and we're back. So I want to know, because I feel like it's been a while now, because I remember talking to the producers from The Valley, but when did you first hear about this show and what was the casting process like for you?
Honestly, it was like a couple, maybe 2 years ago, Jax kind of mentioned like, I want to do a show about our friend group in the Valley. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, like, well, you know, we'll see what happens. And we kind of didn't take it seriously at first. We're like, yeah, all right, you know, maybe Jax is pitching something, but who knows what will happen. And then it kind of, some time went by and he was like, hey, will you guys like talk to some people? And we were like, sure, we'll like, you know, meet some producers and see. And we kind of were just like going with the flow. And then it was kind of all of a sudden like, all right, we're going to start filming next month. And it was like, all right, I guess we're doing this. Like,
yeah.
And so it seemed really natural because it's, you know, all of, you know, everybody, and it's truly who everybody was hanging out with all the time. So it was kind of just like, hey, suddenly we're going to have cameras around at all the stuff we're doing this summer. So it was, you know, maybe we saw each other a little more than we would have, but for the most part, it was just really capturing what we would have already been doing. And it just happened to come up last summer. But I remember Jax talking about it, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like it was in between seasons 9 and 10.
Because
I was even like, but we were kind of in San Diego at the time still. But yeah, this has been in the works for
a while. Yeah, I think, and I mean, props to Jax. I think he saw like a good idea. He saw our friend group have a natural dynamic just like Vanderpump had and was like, we got to get this. And they did. And I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Michelle before cameras came up kind of saying to me like, what's the drama going to be? Like, what, we always just like hang out, you know,
so it's naive,
swimming with our kids and this. And I was like, oh, just wait.
Uh-huh.
You just wait. And it only took like, I remember like week two of filming, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy already.
Yeah.
And we still have all the rest of summer to go. I was like, if everybody's mad at each other now, what's going to happen?
Right?
And yeah, I kind of like, I feel like this first episode, you kind of get a little taste of some stuff brewing and you can start to see little cracks, but you're going to see some stuff go down very soon. It doesn't take very long for it to really feel dramatic.
I mean, the trailer, like we saw, you know, a little tease before that dropped. But when I saw the full trailer, I was actually here and I saw Michelle had posted. I was like waiting for, I think it was just a solo episode. I was just waiting to start. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here just on my phone and I see Michelle and I watched it and I was like, I had full body chills. I was like, the fourth wall has come down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's some stuff I think they had to address, like, cause there was things that was just, you know, not only did you say this in front of our group, you just said it for everybody else in the world to see too. So there's some stuff that, you know, maybe people wanted to keep private that don't.
Nothing
stay private.
Stays private in reality TV. Every skeleton will be
the truth
really,
really comes out. And I'm learning that.
Oof.
Then you'll see, I think a couple, I was 6 months pregnant this summer.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a couple meltdowns in the trailer. I have an ugly cry face. I was like, great. I was like looking at that. I was like a basic, why is this harder than my divorce?
Let the memes begin. Did you have any concerns signing up? Like, were you nervous, excited?
Of
because
course.
Because when you agreed to sign on, you weren't pregnant yet, right?
No, it was like, we were in talks and we kind of knew we were going to do it. And then I got pregnant and then it was like, all right, you know, sign on the dotted line and cameras are coming up. So
yeah.
I knew, you know, that I was pregnant right at the beginning of everything. But yeah, of course, I was terrified because I actually have had a first row seat to all of you guys for so long. And I've seen the good, the bad, like, you know,
all of it.
It's really, there's pros and cons to this. And, you know, I think it's having haters is the first thing that I'm like, that, you know, because you're gonna have them no matter what. Even if you're an angel, there's gonna be somebody that's gonna say, I don't like the way you did something.
Yep.
So I think that's hard. And, you know, accepting that that's going to happen and signing on anyway, I think that's like one of the hardest parts. But
definitely
it comes with a lot of really good stuff too.
Yeah. When you filmed the intro main titles, you were like extremely postpartum, right? Weren't they filming them the day you went into labor?
I was in the hospital while everybody else was on the shoot. And I hadn't told anybody I was in the hospital. So Brittany's texting me. She's like, here's my outfit and like all this stuff. And I'm
what
like,
what time are you going to be
I'm
here?
I'm like half pushing and like texting her back. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be there. They knew I wasn't going to be there because I was, it was so close to my due date. Or, you know, I thought actually I would have the baby and I'd be 1 week postpartum when they were doing that shoot. So I was 29 days after having a baby in that blue sparkly dress that you see. I'm wearing a giant diaper under that.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was still, you know, going through all that. So yeah, I'm wearing a diaper under my Spanx under that dress. And but it was really cool. We got to shoot that on the Wisteria Lane
so
backdrop.
Cool.
And Jason and I rolled up and we were like, oh, they must be shooting a commercial here or something big. And like we thought they
You're
were
like,
just
wait,
gonna,
this is for us?
Literally. And we were like, oh, they're probably just gonna snap some pictures of us in front of these houses or whatever. And then there's this whole thing there and we're like, oh my gosh, what is, like, this is, you know, kind of crazy. That was the first moment where you're like, this is really big and scary.
So you've appeared on several seasons of EPR at this point, but how does it feel now just being on the other side of things? Does it feel easier, harder, a change in perspective? Like, now you're in it, you are a main character.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, everything I've ever, I said, you know, I was an NPC, a non-playable character on VPR for so long. You'll see me in the background ordering a drink or saying a quick thing, but you know, it was very much, I was there always to support you guys in your events and whatever was happening in your lives. And so to have, you know, it happen the other way, it's scary, like, but it's exciting too. Like, it was a fun time. It's an exciting time to get to share. Like, it's right when Jason and I are starting a family. So if the show continues on and we get further seasons, which I hope we do, you know, it'll document like really the beginning of us going from just a couple to a family. And I'm excited to kind of have, like, I know the Kardashians said at one point that it's like having the really awesome like home videos. And I'm like, I'm excited to kind of have that documented in our lives. Like, even if it's just, you know, this one part, it's like I got to document like being pregnant and, you know, us having that experience together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How have you prepared for any upcoming public scrutiny that, you know, comes with being on reality TV?
I told my mom she can't respond to people.
Good.
There's a couple of times that I caught her responding to people being like, that's not true. She's not a hanger on or like whatever it is. And I'm like, Mom, you're gonna see stuff. Like, I see stuff. You just have to let it go. You just have to realize if someone's saying something negative, you know, it's because they're not happy with something. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I've seen some hateful comments and a lot of them make me laugh. Like, a lot of people are like, I don't want to see Janet talk about corn dogs for a full season. And I'm like, me either.
But just wait.
Or some people, I'm like, it's the first time, you know, I'm seeing some people be like, oh, Janet, she seems so boring. And I'm like, I've never been called boring in my life. So thank you.
Wow.
I would love if I was a little more boring. It's like sometimes I can't shut up and I get myself into trouble. Being boring would be really relaxing. Like, just wait and see. Mm-hmm. Nobody on this cast has ever been called boring before, I promise you.
Yeah, no.
So anybody who thinks that, you know, but I, you know, it's, I know it comes with the territory and people are going to say stuff and you just have to be able to let it go. I know there's going to be stuff that strikes more, you know, right now, like, we're not sharing our baby on social media because everything is so new. I'm like, we're stepping into this for the first time. I need to take literal baby steps before I'm comfortable with him being like front and center. Like, we're saying, like, it's not like a, he's not going on anything, but we're just trying to like minimize how much he's exposed to stuff, because I think that would be the thing that I would go to prison for, is if somebody said something about my child.
Oh,
like that part, I don't know how, you know, you guys had years and years before you brought your kids on, so you kind of knew how to deal with it. I'm like, it's all brand new, and if I step into this for the first time with my child, and if somebody says one negative thing about my kid, like, I will track you down.
Oh yeah.
I will, like, I'm afraid for me. It's to protect me.
You're good at the tracking of people, the trolls. I know. Like, I will find where you work and call your boss.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I have before.
Yes, she has. Noted. What was it like for you filming pregnant? You know, Lala and I have done the show for like over a decade, and that was the one part of our lives that they missed. So I know what it's like to film postpartum days after giving birth, but what was that experience like being pregnant?
I remember thinking that I was like, okay, you know, going into this, if I'm sober, how much trouble can I really get into? I'll be calm and cool and whatever. I didn't account for hormones, though.
Yeah, so that's what fucks you.
It was almost like being drunk because anytime anything would set me off, like there's a scene where I'm like, you're stressing me out so much, and that you see in the trailer. Yeah. And I'm like, everything would be fine if it weren't for you. And you'll see who I'm talking to later. But, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I was so angry. And looking at myself in that moment, I was like, I look drunk to me, because I would never normally yell right. about anything sober, but I was pregnant. So my hormones were
totally
wild. So anything that would normally set me off, you know, normally I wouldn't be set off sober, but those hormones, there was a couple moments where I have a breakdown,
yeah,
where I scream at some people, and it's like, wow, I didn't need alcohol to really lose it this mm-hmm. summer on some people.
Just hormones.
Just some hormones.
So a fan wrote in asking if either of us are friends with Joe, and asked why Joe has unkind things to say about Kristen.
Oh, Joe,
Towards
my gosh.
Joe, yeah.
You know, okay, here's my thing about Joe. I have met her a million times at Kristen's things over the years, yeah. birthday parties, whatever, moving out, moving in, any of that stuff. I have introduced myself to her probably 16 times.
Oh my gosh.
And every time I see, I'm like, am I that forgettable? I'm like, I'll have long conversations with her. And then all of a sudden, I see her a week later. She's like, hi, I'm Joe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you joking?
Like 10 like, second Tom.
And whatever. So I don't know Joe that well, because every time it's like 50 first dates every time I meet
Literally.
Her. But I don't know. Schwartz is kind of weird and she's kind of weird. So they have
Wait
a great
until
friendship.
You watch the rest of the season of Vanderpump Rules. It gets a lot yeah. more weird. Okay. But with Joe comes Kristen. So yeah. what's going on with the two of you? Can you say, are you still friends? If not, will we see this play out this season?
I saw Kristen last night. We had some nice things. We hugged, said okay. hi. You're going to see some shifts, I will say, like in our friendship this season. Like Kristen and I have been friends for many years through you. But this summer, you know, we were really like on top of each other a lot. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like in the past, I've taken breaks from Kristen when I have needed them or when she's needed them. And, you know, we've kind of gotten annoyed at each other and been like, all right, I'm going to not see her for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We don't have the pleasure of doing that this summer.
No.
So instead of the little things, you know, being like, oh, I'll forget about it in a week right. and see her again. We have words and talk it out. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see a lot. Our friendship go through like a roller coaster of ups and downs.
Well, speaking of shifts and roller coasters, you know, the news of Jax and Brittany separating, I think, came as a big shock to fans, especially with mm-hmm. how many businesses they have intertwined. And I've seen a lot of fans commenting that they thought the split seemed staged,
oh,
you know, suggesting they're trying to just get attention for the show. It's a publicity stunt. And these fans are citing that they went on a trip together last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Jax came out and immediately, I know, denied it to TMZ, but they posed for pictures together at the premiere party. They're still hosting the podcast together. So people aren't really seeing it as much of like a separation,
yeah.
especially when, you know, you compare the last relationship split in our friend group, like Tom and Ariana.
Yeah.
So what do you think? It's like they do still have to work together. But what do you think about how this season played out? Do you think that you will see the rift and the reasons of why they're going the ways they are right now?
100%. And I think it's going to be, you're going to see that more towards the end of the season. I know in the trailer, you see Brittany and I sitting and she says something about their sex life.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really heavy conversation. And I think you're going to see a lot in that conversation specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see the truth, which is they had a hard summer.
Yeah.
And as to like the publicity stunt of it all, if you know Jax Taylor at all, he for the last couple years has worked really hard on himself and his family. And he cares more now about being a family man than anything mm-hmm. else. I think that's why he tried to deny it to TMZ, because he really is trying to hold on to, we are a happy family. And you're going to see the cracks. And if you know Jax Taylor, you're going to know he would never agree to do a publicity stunt where it's them splitting up, because
right.
that's not how he wants to appear.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's bullshit. It, you know, the timing, if they were going to time it out, why wouldn't they do it on camera? You know,
right. At the reunion, give the ring back
months later. Yeah. A Bitcoin. yeah. I think that's just bullshit to be frank. And it's sad. And, you know, they're still doing stuff together. They have a kid together. Mm-hmm. Tom and Ariana, when they split, they had the luxury of being able to be like, I never want to see you again. And I don't have to. When you have a child with somebody, you don't have that luxury. You have to. So they're really working hard. I know right now at co-parenting, they're like still going to like parent teacher conferences and stuff like that together. So they're trying to put crews first. And I think that's awesome. Yeah. And they're both doing a really good job of that. And, you know, so that also meant still doing business things together, mm-hmm. which that trip was for a Comic-Con or toy convention or something. And so they were committed to that before they had announced everything. And they talked about it. And, you know, I know they had a conversation behind the scenes. Should we both go? Should one of us go? And they were like, no, let's both go. Like, I actually think they're getting along better now living That's separately good. Than they were living together, because they're not on top of each other all the time. Now they see each other when it has to do with crews and work, and they still have to see each other a lot. And also when you're before you separate, they had been living, even if under the same roof, kind of separately anyways, or more maybe as roommates than a married couple. So I think they started already navigating how to be around each other, you know, for the last couple of months before they announced everything.
Yeah.
And now they're still doing their business endeavors together, still doing cruise, whatever is happening with him. They're there together. And I think you'll still see them together because they're parents. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, if they didn't have cruise, I think they probably would be like, see ya.
Right.
But they don't have that luxury once they have a child together.
No, totally. And I mean, same with Jesse and Michelle. So that's my last question I have is, do you think the show is the cause for both of these couples separating?
You know, having cameras around makes you have a lot of conversations that you maybe wouldn't have, or that you would like kind of brush off. You can't just say like, I don't want to talk about how I'm feeling. It's like, no, that's your job now, is to really share your life. And so I think, you know, having cameras around, you're having conversations and it kind of speeds things up. Like, I think whatever would have happened will happen anyway, but having, you know, cameras around kind of makes it like, oh, we need to have this conversation now, not in 6 months, not in a year.
Yeah.
So I think no matter what, everything would have ended up the same way, just maybe not as quickly as it did. And I think, you know, them starting to see it come together, they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we were really struggling.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see, you know, Jesse and Michelle this summer really were working on their marriage a lot. And I think you're going to see exactly how they, you know, did some conventional ways of working on their marriage and some non-conventional ways of working on their marriage. And you're going to see that. And that, I think, is going to be really powerful.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them really address it head on. They're not like, oh, we're fine, everything's good. Like,
I love that.
You're going to really see them admit that they're going through it.
Well, that's good. Not that they're going through it, but that they can be open about that, because obviously that is such a relatable thing.
Totally.
You know, having to co-parent, navigating divorce and separation when you have a toddler.
Totally.
Like, it's not easy.
Yeah,
so
it's very real. It's very raw.
Yeah.
You know, I was thankful that they shared as much as they did.
Yeah. Well, the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty. I'm so excited for you, for Jason, for the whole cast of The Valley.
Thank you.
Airing Tuesday nights after Vanderpump Rules. I can't wait for the crossovers.
Me too.
The Watch What Happens Lives. It's going to be so exciting for you. And I just can't wait for this next chapter.
Thank you again.
Yeah. Happy to be a part of it. Thanks for getting into some shenanigans with me. We'll definitely have you back throughout the season.
Yay!
And yay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.